Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 24th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Tara, Fitzroy, Sole, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected Shannon 997 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Tara, South Tara. Southerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in North Tara and for a time in Viking. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty 4th, south 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest backing south or southeast 4 to 6, fog patches at first in German Bight. Good. Occasionally very poor at first in German Bight. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Portland and Plymouth. Thundery rain later in Portland and Plymouth. Good, occasionally poor later in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, south or southeast, veering west or northwest later 4 to 6. Rain later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. Trafalgar, cyclonic becoming northwesterly later 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in southeast. Rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sole. South becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in Sole. Thundery rain, good. Occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in Irish Sea. Rain, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, south becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later. Rain, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. South 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then north 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. South 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest 5 to 7, then northwest later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Faroes. Veering west 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming southwesterly 6 to gale 8, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 7, 8 miles, 1012, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by east 6, 11 miles, 1010, falling. Lerwick, south by west 5, mist, 7 miles, 1015, falling. Week Automatic, south 4, 11 miles, 1014, falling. Aberdeen, south 4, 14 miles, 1018, falling. Lucas, south 2, 22 miles, 1020, falling. Boomer, south by east 4, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Bridlington, south southwest 3, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4, 11 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southeast by east 4, 1026, falling. Jazzy, southeast, 4, 19 miles, 1025, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast by east, 5, 1025. Silly automatic, south-southeast, 5, 9 miles, 1021, falling. Milford Haven, south-southeast, 4, 16 miles, 1022, falling. Aberporth, south-southeast, 4, 16 miles, 1022, falling. Valley, south, 5, 11 miles, 1021, falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south, 3, 8 miles, 1023, falling. Valencia, south by east, 4, 8 miles, 1012, falling. Ronald's Way, south by east, 5, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Malinhead, south by east, 7, 27 miles, 1011, falling quickly. Macrihanish automatic, south-southeast, 6, 14 miles, 1016, falling. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 23rd of October. General situation. Low pressure moves northeastwards near Iceland. This brings a southerly or southwesterly flow across the British Isles with the risk of gales or severe gales in northern areas. A complex low then reaches Ireland later on Thursday, bringing unsettled conditions and gales to western areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south or southwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain in north, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, but 7 until later in north, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far northeast, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsabille, southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Selsabille to Lyme Regis, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Rain or showers later, perhaps thundery. Good. Occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west. Rain or showers later, perhaps thundery. Good. Occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in far south. Rain or showers later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, south backing southeast later 4 to 6, rain or showers later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south backing southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Isle of Man, south or southeast 5 or 6, backing east or southeast later, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southeast 4 to 6 later, showers later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly 6 to gale 8, backing southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, showers later. Good. Mull of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point, south 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, then becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, rain later, good occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight here at BBC Radio 4. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly. We're back here with you at 5:20 later this morning. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Bangladesh, and we're talking about two of the world's best-known companies. Firstly, Boeing, because in a few hours' time, workers at its factories will vote on whether to end their strikes.
I think it's a decent contract, but it's not what we asked for.
It's looking better. You know, it's not quite there. If it passes, I'm okay, but I don't think it's going to pass.
If they came with that in the beginning, there never would have been a strike, but they're going to have to do a little better. I think they're close.
We'll be in Seattle very shortly, and good results for Tesla. But is Elon Musk's support for Donald Trump putting off some buyers?
The reality is that the fact that he's chosen to throw his, you know, hat in the ring with Donald Trump is, you know, turned off a huge amount of potential Tesla buyers.
That's Business Matters. First, the latest BBC News.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Turkey's government says its military has struck sites in Iraq and Syria linked to the Kurdish militant group the PKK after blaming it for an attack near Ankara that killed at least five people. A statement from the Ministry of Defence said a total of 32 targets had been destroyed in the ongoing operation. Turkish officials said the attack on Wednesday on a state-owned arms and aerospace company was carried out by two people, a man and a woman, who were killed. The Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerliyaka said that the government would deal with the perpetrators.
We are determined to cut off the breath of those who ambush our national unity, solidarity and brotherhood, whether they are terrorist organisations, criminal organisations or city thugs.
Reports from the United States say the Justice Department has warned the businessman Elon Musk that an offer of prize money that he's making to registered voters may break election law. The offer is only open to voters in the seven swing states, which will likely determine the result of next month's presidential election. David Willis has more details.
Elon Musk promised to pay $1 million a day, every day until the election, to a single random voter. And that raised concerns on the part of Pennsylvania's governor, Josh Shapiro. He's a Democrat. And he questioned the legality of this move. And he's called for law enforcement agencies to investigate. It's illegal in the United States to incentivize voter registration with cash or with prizes.
Police in Ecuador say that two men accused of being leaders of one of the country's main criminal gangs, Los Tiguerones, have been arrested in Spain. They're alleged to have been living in Catalonia with false papers. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.